Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a Tuesday. We got a lot to unpack. Devin Caney joins us 1 hour from now. We'll let you hear later in the show what Nick Sirianni said about all of the issues with the Eagles with the morning show earlier today. Ross Tucker later in the show. Kiss the baby as we enter week 14. Some Phillies hot stove updates. Less than a week until the winter meetings. A lot to unpack as we try to get this Eagles season back on track. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, you know, today would be a great day to go do that Christmas shopping.
Yeah, well, the weather feels Christmas shopping weather.
Yeah.
You going to start that? Or are you worried?
I got a list, man. Mm-hmm. And I know my son's not listening, but he wants a 3D printer.
They're hot these days.
But see, now I need to figure out one where I can get me. I can start 3D printing stuff, too.
What's he going to print?
He wants to print. Like, he goes to this place called Cowtown, right? And they have these little 3D printed toys, like figures mm-hmm. and stuff that are like fully posable and stuff. So I guess my question is, are all 3D printers, can you make them like posable? Like are they basically all the same? Can they all do the same thing?
Sounds like you got a night of research in front of you.
Yeah, I am. I've been looking, man, but it's not like, you know, I asked the IT guys here, you know, they helped me out. I got my man Austin on it for me. But yeah, I need to figure out as much information I possibly can for the 3D printer.
You know, I like that. As much information as you could possibly find for a 3D printer.
All right, that was a segue.
It was a segue. Well, we have a lot of information on the Eagles offense right now, and it's not very good. The information is pointing towards bad offense, needs to get a lot better. And all right, I want to talk about something as we start the show today. And Hugh, I need you to do one thing for me today. I'm requesting one thing from you, from Kyle, from the audience. I just need one thing today, and where that takes you, that's fine. Just where it takes you. But I need you to be honest today, because I've started to think about something.
I'm always honest, Joe.
Okay, well, I need you to be specifically honest with this particular conversation. It's just, I need for this particular conversation.
This is about to be some reckless.
That's not reckless. I don't think this is reckless.
This is reckless.
What this is we're just talking among fans. It's a safe space. The Midday Show is a safe space. And you know, I've watched this Eagles offense struggle for weeks and weeks and weeks, and we have a situation right now where our passing game stinks. In the last 4 weeks, I'm going to reel off some quick numbers for you for Jalen Hurts. 59.1 completion percentage. That would rank 31st over the course of a season among starting quarterbacks. 6.6 yards per attempt. That would rank 27th. An 86 passer rating. That would rank 26th. So over the last month of the season, Jalen Hurts and this passing game are playing like some of the worst in the entire NFL. Those are facts. Those are the numbers. And we keep looking at it and trying to unpack what's wrong and this and variables and all that. And I just keep thinking about something and I'm wondering, and I have to tell everyone about it. I have started to privately wonder what the offense would look like if Tanner McKee was playing quarterback. Mm. I don't think I'm the only one out there. I have thought about it. Yesterday we received, three or four phone calls from people talking about Tanner time. Deep down, I have started to picture what the offense might look like.
Deep down,
with Tanner McKee. Yeah, I mean, I'm being honest.
You're curious.
I am. I'm curious what it would look like with Tanner McKee. We've talked about this for a long time. This guy's been here for a few years. Every time he plays, you've said that. Every time he's played well, right? Whether it be preseason or the games at the end of last season, we've seen him move the football. And now we have a season where we're not moving the football at all. I'll be clear. I don't expect this to happen, but I, as a fan, have privately started to picture what this offense would look like if Tanner McKee was playing quarterback? Hugh Douglas?
Nope.
Be honest.
Nope.
Have you started to think about what it would look like with Tanner time?
You know, listen.
Honest.
That's reckless speculation.
No, it's not.
It's not speculation.
Well, it's reckless.
Is it reckless?
It's reckless.
It's WIP. Reckless.
Let me say this.
It's very normal.
This is actually what fans do.
I don't wonder what it looks like because I already know.
Oh.
I already know what it looked like.
And what would it look like?
I need y'all to listen before I answer this question.
Yeah. Because some of y'all.
No, I mean, I need you to listen.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
And understand, I'm talking about my 10 years in NFL when I say this. It would be, in a small sampling size, successful. And the reason why
and that's supposed to stop me from recklessly thinking?
Then that's reckless.
Too. Listen to what I'm saying. Now, we're in a position where, like, we tend to forget because we're fans, but there's a monetary value tied to Jalen. And if we went that way, we're sitting $50 million on the bench.
Mm.
And in a small sampling size, so we've seen this before. Remember Kevin Cobb? When Kevin Cobb came in, and I don't remember the exact stat, but Kevin Cobb made history because he had either it was his completion rate or it was something where he was the first quarterback in the history of the NFL to do this.
Yeah, he had a nice start to his career.
And here's another thing, people, when I talk about this. Every quarterback looks good for at least 4 weeks. Every last one of them. And Tanner has been good in spurts because he's not the guy that is game planned for. So he's going to look good. So just for sake of this argument, Eagles come out today and they say, we're going to start Tanner McKee, right? Mm-hmm. Number one, whatever happens, you can't go back to Jalen. That's it. You can't do that. And I don't think that they're ready to do that. I don't think they're going to do that. Tanner's going to go out there and play well. The ball's going to leave his hands quickly. It's going to be all this, that, and the third because two things. Tanner can play, and the defense is not familiar with him. If you want to go, like, I would think as a defender, we were going to a meeting, we're going to have to pull tape from Stanford, and we're going to pull tape from his start in against the Commodores last year.
The
Cowboys game when he was
and
in garbage
Giants,
time.
Yeah, yep.
You're gonna pull those tapes and you're gonna try to glean what he does good. Now, Tanner's gonna go out there and he's gonna run a timing offense. He's gonna get the ball out of his hands quick. And that might be successful in small spurts. But as we progress through the weeks, then the nuances of his game will be taken to the lab. We just call it taking to the lab. Mm. They're going to take his game to the lab, and they're going to dissect his game. And it might not be the same. And say, for instance, he starts to struggle. Then you're stuck with that. You're not going back to Jalen. You're not.
Well, all right, a couple things off that. Number one, you saying that it would look better, it makes me even more intrigued. There's only 5 games left in the season.
Yeah, but
I'm trying to win games. I mean,
You're trying to get to the Super Bowl.
Well, and they're trying to salvage this season, which has themes that it's collapsing like in 2023. So if you're telling me you think it would look better in a short sample, that makes me even more intrigued. As far as monetary, as far as numbers, as far as I can't worry about all that. That's their issues to worry about. All I know is this. The Eagles need to be better. The offense has stunk. The quarterback has played quite poorly now for a few weeks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They have another quarterback they've been developing for years underneath. And I'm starting to wonder what it would look like. And in the past, I haven't wondered this with Jalen Hurts. Because I just have thought quite clearly since Jalen became the starter, he's obviously better than his backup. Or like it wasn't a question that the offense would be worse if Mariota came in 23. Mariota's terrible. It wasn't a question to me when Gardner Minshew was here because I didn't think much of Gardner Minshew. I just thought he was a journeyman quarterback. And I'm not telling you I think Tanner McKee is the future or even a long-term starting quarterback, but Jalen has declined. Jalen's not the same player he was at 22. He's not the same player he was a few years ago. He's not playing well. So if the bar is whatever Jalen is right now, what is Tanner? Is Tanner well underneath the bar? Is Tanner the same right now? I mean, I all I know is my mind is starting to wonder.
My mind's telling me no.
My mind is starting to wander a little bit here. 215-592-9494.
All right, this is a reckless speculation.
I don't think this is reckless.
It's not reckless.
It's not reckless. Last month, 59.1 completion percentage. 6.6 yards. Yeah, you needed a notepad. 6.6 yards an attempt. An 86 passer rating. You know what that is? That's bottom of the NFL. That's bottom of the NFL. If his name wasn't Jalen Hurts, if his name was someone else, if he didn't have this contract, all anyone would say was, get a new quarterback in there. That's how he's played for the last month. It's bad. So I can't not wonder what it would look like. I'm not telling you they're dropping 40 if McKee goes in there. All his warts might be exposed. He was a 6th-round pick. I'm just telling you, for the first time in Jalen Hurts' time as the starting quarterback, I have started to think about the backup. 215-592-9494. Where are you on this? I need honesty. Just be honest. Have you thought about it? Let's hear from another quarterback who we've probably done this to in the past. Donovan McNabb. You mentioned Kevin Cobb. Donovan Cobb back in the day, of course, Jeff Garcia, all these other quarterbacks who are around. Donovan on the afternoon show yesterday talking about the issues, and he says, stop pointing fingers at Kevin Petullo for what's going on. Here's Donovan.
I'm going to tell you this, to be honest with you. I know everybody's coming down on Kevin Petullo. Listen, it's easy to point the finger at the offensive coordinator and the play caller, but I think it's a little bit more than just the plays that he's not calling. I think some of the plays that he wants to call, he can't call it with this group.
Well, why do you think that is?
And I don't think he's fully trusted with this group that we have.
So,
I mean, you feel the same way?
No, listen, it's hard for me to tell which is which. I'm with you there. Is it he can't call a full offense because
right.
he doesn't necessarily trust the personnel, or is the personnel not executing the offense that he's calling?
I think it's a little bit of both.
I love this. Is why I love, like, that was almost like he punched Ike in the gut. He wasn't expecting that.
Well, what do you think Donovan's saying there?
There's a lot to digest in that cut.
Well, okay. Well, let's digest it. Is he talking about the quarterback, or is he talking about the whole offense, all the personnel?
I think he's talking about the quarterback.
Well, then Donovan's obviously wondering what it would look like.
No,
I hear Donovan. How could I not think about what a different quarterback would do with the same offense?
But the ramifications. I just feel like once you open that door, Joe, ain't no coming back.
Okay,
so, and I don't think you can do like this.
But is this about the future? Or is this about this?
This is okay. I'm gonna say something that's gonna make a lot of people mad, but this is the reality.
10-12.
Yeah, 10-12.
Okay,
this is the reality of the NFL, and it's partly is the reason why people feel the way that they feel. You ready?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm listening.
Jalen Hurts is a pillar of the community. I know that doesn't sound like it's a lot when you talk about what's actually happening on the field, but that's very, very important. Jalen Hurts has been to 2 Super Bowls and has won one. And I know for the sake of this argument, that argument doesn't hold weight. But this is where I need you to be logical in the way that you're thinking right now.
Nope.
And I know that's probably asking for, that's a big old ask.
You
right
know what
now.
You can't do? You can't control the thoughts you have.
I've wondered what
it looks like.
But see, this is why, like, when I would talk to my relatives about football, and this is where the rubber meets the road for the reality of football and the reality of real life, right? And that's where the line gets muddy, but that's where it separates for me and for the organization. Jalen Hurts is the face of the franchise. He's the guy that on turkey, when they're giving out turkeys or they're doing anything in community, he's the face.
For now.
Okay,
but he's the face. Right, but just like any other Eagles face was the face until they weren't.
You're right, until he's not.
Yeah.
But there is no logistical reason to point or say or move Jalen Hurts. And I know that's hard for people to grasp because of the way that this offense looks, but the history of this team is – it's always like Jalen has not had the same offensive coordinator in his whole time here in the NFL, right? And Jalen Hurts has always found a way to work himself out of whatever this is. Whatever's going on, he's always found a way to be successful. It would not be a good look. And it would just not be a good look.
So here's why I understand what you're saying. I don't think it matters. The Eagles move off everyone. The Eagles fired Andy Reid. The Eagles let Brian Dawkins walk to the Denver Broncos. The Eagles took the first quarterback that won a Super Bowl here and let him walk to the Jacksonville Jaguars after taking the team back to the playoffs. The Eagles took a quarterback they paid the most money in NFL history to and replaced him within 2 years in Carson Wentz. The Eagles took Doug Peterson, who won their first Super Bowl, and fired him. I don't think this matters. I think they do what's best for the organization. And look, I don't think they're going to bench Jalen Hurts. I don't think this is going to happen. I'm just telling you, as a fan, I've wondered what the other quarterback would look like. For the first time in his time as Eagles quarterback, since Jalen took over, I've wondered, what could the guy behind him do? Because this isn't good enough. I mean, this offense just isn't good enough. And is there a lot of ramifications to the Eagles making a decision? Of course there is. I don't have any ramifications. I'm just wondering, as I watch the game, what would the other guy look like? A.J. Brown, after the game on Friday, talking about what the real issue is, and he used that E word again.
I think lack of execution. Today I had another penalty. Stuff like that can't happen.
Are guys getting skewed open enough?
Yeah.
So then why is it
Execution,
the issue, according to A.J. Brown. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's have the conversation.
You know, no.
We're doing it. We're here now.
We're here.
Well, you know, you over there, Mr. High and Mighty, I would never think about this. Also,
I would never think about it.
Alluded to the idea it'd be better if the other quarterback was in.
No,
how does that make me not think more about
it? Joe, because it's a small sampling size.
The season has a small sample left. What am I waiting for?
You can't go back. If you do that.
Oh, well, okay. Before Kyle chimes in on everyone's phone call here.
Why are you laughing, Kyle? Right, I don't like this conversation.
I need to present something.
A lot of reckless speculation.
I need to present
speculation.
Y'all trying to take my inside of the year away from me.
No, you're going to do that on your own.
All
right, so I think we're maybe missing something. This. You said there's no going back, right?
No going back.
How do we know the Eagles aren't already moving off this guy after the season? Are you guys sure? I mean, go back to the last 25 years of Eagles history and go to when the times their offense was this bad. The coach or the quarterback do not come back. I mean, if this thing continues down
this... Are you invoking Doug Peterson?
Doug and Chip and Andy? Go back.
We will endure.
But no, the Eagles don't endure. Do you know what Jeff Lurie...
Remember when Dave Bain said we will endure?
Yes.
Yeah, we will endure.
I'm just saying, guys, if you think, oh no, how could you do this because you can't go back... Eagles history says when the offense is this bad, they move off the coach or both the quarterback and the coach. So they may be closer to this than you think anyway. I don't think they're going to do anything significant with this. I just have started to wonder.
You're just recklessly speculating.
I'm just recklessly thinking.
He's curious.
Yeah, I am curious.
I think you're curious too.
Of course.
No.
You called McKee the future.
I'm not curious.
You called McKee the future.
I did the future.
You told me they would win.
Now is not the time.
Now is now.
Nah.
Now there's no time like the present.
No, I know the situation we're in, but no. Nah.
Mm. Kyle, what are you feeling?
Yeah, well, safe space today.
Always.
Nobody's listening but us three.
Just us.
I know Hugh's curious.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not.
You're curious. I'm a little curious. Like, how can I don't know how you couldn't be. What?
Sounds crazy when you say it like that, too.
We're just curious.
We're
Hugh.
Just curious, Hugh.
And we
are bold enough to say that we're curious out loud. It's a safe space.
This isn't even like. It's going to sound crazy that I say this. This isn't even like a pro Tanner McKee thing, an anti Jalen thing. I'm desperate at this point.
Yes.
I was coming on here last week talking about letting Sirianni call the plays. That's how freaking desperate I was.
And that was desperate.
Because
yeah.
This offense sucks so bad that I wonder what it's like if you tinker with some of the variables, right? Because now it's about, we'll say, a 3-season sample size of what the passing offense looks like. Mm-hmm. And there's two constants. It's the coach and it's the quarterback. So everyone's blaming Kevin Petullo. I thought about what it would look like if he wasn't calling the plays. I've even thought about what it would look like if we had a different head coach with a different scheme in here. And of course, naturally, I get a little curious about what it would look like with a different quarterback. And I understand that's the point of no return. I'm not even like pounding the table for them to go to Tanner McKee because I'm sort of with you. I don't think he's the guy of the future. That feels like we're back in quarterback purgatory again in the postseason or in the offseason. But like, you have to admit, you've thought about it.
No.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
You're the one that called in the future not too long ago.
Tell the truth.
Yeah, I didn't think
you're
about
curious.
It.
No, okay. Come on. No. We're all a little curious.
That just sounds crazy.
We're curious.
You know, somebody called me a 7-year-old this morning. I'm kind of agreeing with that right now.
And they're listening, probably thinking this is what I meant when I called this guy. So, all right, 215-592-9494. We got a lot to get to today. We got a prize. We have Devin coming up at 11. Ross Tucker later in the show. Let's start with the conversation. Have you started to think about it? I have. I mean, I heard a call on the afternoon show yesterday making good points to Ike and to Spike and to Fritz that he's thinking about. I've thought about it. What would the offense look like if McKee was in there? Mark is in Jersey up on WIP. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Mark.
Yo, let me tell you something. We're going to get right to it. Mm-hmm. This is preposterous, okay?
Why?
This is preposterous. Now, hear me out. I'm going to give you three quarterbacks that are considered pretty good, all right? Mm-hmm. Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Sam Darnold. Do you consider them good quarterbacks?
Sure, yeah. Well, especially the first couple. And Darnold's had a couple nice seasons,
well,
yeah.
Why is it, since they are considered better quarterbacks, but they don't get described as can't read a defense? You don't get described as don't go through progression. These are guys that throw people open. These are guys that throw with anticipation. And all three of them got 10 interceptions apiece. But nobody ever describes them as that. Jalen Hurts, you pick and choose these last three games knowing
four games.
The weather played a factor, and he still only has two interceptions. Make it make sense,
he's,
Joe.
Well, he's fumbled.
How is he not reading
Mark,
the field?
Mark, time out. He's fumbled three times. We've decided when it comes to Jalen, interceptions are the only turnovers that count. Did the tush-push fumble count? Was that a bad play?
Okay, he's got 5 on the year total.
Yeah,
those guys are well into the team.
So here,
Josh Allen has like 15, 16 turnovers,
Mark,
Joe.
Mark,
the Super Bowl, he's the MVP.
Mark, I got to be honest with you, man. We're not in Buffalo. We're not in Seattle. We're not in Los Angeles. If those fans of those teams on those radio stations want to say they should bench those guys, that's their prerogative. All I know is the Eagles' offense sucks. It sucks.
They never say that they can't see the
Eagles
field.
Offense. I'm not.
But we say it about Jalen, and he has less turnovers.
No, Marcy,
Joe, I got
Mark,
you a checkmate.
Hold, timeout. No checkmate. Because
Mark,
hold on. Let me finish. Hugh, hold on. Mark, did I say in the first segment he can't read a defense? Didn't say those words. Did I say anything about Josh Allen? Did I say anything about Justin Herbert? Did I say anything about Sam Darnold? This is you're bringing this to the table. What I said is Jalen Hurts is running the offense, and the offense sucks. Those are the truths right now. And I have started to wonder what the guy behind him would do. Just like, Mark, 5 years ago, when I sat here during an Eagles pregame show, and I said, I'm starting to wonder what Jalen would do because Carson Wentz sucked. And Glenn Mack now almost had a conniption on the air and said, you can't say that. And I said, I just did. Because there's a standard of play in the NFL, and if you're not getting it, you wonder what the next guy would do. So Mark, instead, Mark is regressing. Are you not watching the play? You think he's progressing or regressing?
I think he's doing fine. He's got 19 touchdowns and 2 interceptions.
Fine,
the facts
Mark.
Over the last month,
he has played at a bottom of the NFL level. You think
and
this
you
is
know
okay?
Why that was?
Why?
Because it was a 35 mile per hour swirling winds, and both quarterbacks were not successful.
Okay.
But you pick and choose that to try to fit your narrative. Well, Joe, I got you.
What was what was the weather? What was the weather
Chicago,
in Dallas? Mark.
Chicago,
Mark.
Detroit,
what was the weather in Dallas? What was the weather in Dallas, Mark, when they didn't score for 40 minutes?
And he had 290 yards passing with no turnovers and 3 touchdowns.
They didn't score for 40 minutes. Third and 2, Mark. Mark, 3rd and 2. 3rd and 2 with the game on the line. It is perfect conditions. And what did he do?
Okay,
he took a sack, Mark. He took a sack.
One more thing. What did the defense do when they went on those really good conditions in Cowboy Land
after the
weather exposed them?
Mark.
That's why the defense played well, because of the weather.
Mark.
No quarterback.
Mark.
Go ahead.
Is Jalen Hurts playing well this year?
Yes. Yes, he is.
And what metric
100%.
Is he?
100%.
Wait a minute, Mark, listen.
He
and what metric?
He leads the league in turnovers.
Mark.
Non-turnover.
Mark.
I can't anymore.
Mark, this offense is at the bottom.
These are facts.
Mark,
listen to what, Mark. Facts.
Go look. Okay.
Mark,
listen. Number one, if we're going to have a conversation, Mark, you have to allow me to speak. Go look at the offenses, the top-ranked offenses in the NFL right now. Do me that favor and tell me where the Eagles are ranked. You don't have to do that. I'll tell you. They're like the 21st or 24th offense. They're down there. Please finish talking, Mark?
I'll let you sit here
and talk for 5 whole minutes.
You got it.
So, they are the worst offense in one of the worst offenses in the NFL. They are down there with the worst teams in the NFL. So, for Mark, and this is what we have to stop doing, Mark, as black people. We got to stop getting mad at people and doing that narrative. You want to try to tear somebody down because they're talking about – he didn't say nothing about Jalen Hurts being not reading defenses. That's the conversation that you started. We have to stop
because
with that.
May I
please finish, Mark? Because this bothers me. You know why this bothers me? Because I'm a black man, and when I talk about Jalen Hurts, I get people like you calling in talking about I'm trying to tear him down. Mark, I talk football all day. And I talk about everybody, black, white, Puerto Rican, whomever. And I talk about them the same way I talk about everybody else. But what we have to stop doing is when you don't agree with what's being said, attacking the messenger and listen to what's being said. Jalen Hurts is not playing well this year. He's not. This offense has been stagnant for 3 years. We don't know why. And I've said this on more than one occasion. He's not the only problem with this offense, but he's a part of the problem. And you know what? We have to stop trying to protect somebody when they're doing wrong, because that's what we're doing. If he's not playing well, he needs to be called out. Bottom line, he needs to be called out.
And can I rebuttal now?
You got it.
That's why you need to call some of these other fools to the carpet.
Mark. Why do we have to talk about somebody else when we're talking about our quarterback to make it feel good to you? Why do we have to do that? Let me ask you this question, Mark. When do we ever talk about other quarterbacks when it's in comparison to Jalen, outside of who's better?
All the time.
Okay, tell me when, Mark.
All the time.
Give me specifics, Mark, because that's what we're talking about. Because every time.
The last four times we played against the Rams, all they talked about leading up to the game was Matthew Stafford versus Jalen Hurts.
Okay, but Mark,
How Stafford's team is good.
How is that different than any Sunday?
And how Jalen's team is good.
How is that different than any other Sunday, Mark? What are you talking – what are you talking about?
So
that's the matchup.
When it comes down to it, the quarterback gets the blame or the spoil.
Every Sunday. You're right. Mark, what's the difference in us?
You don't like that.
Mark, what's the difference in us critiquing Jalen? If you just said – every quarterback gets the blame or the success when they win. So what's different with Jalen?
And I'm just telling you that there's other factors involved.
No, Mark,
and I'm just
listen, Mark, this is what I need you to do. Stop jumping around in the conversation and answer the question that I just asked you. You just said out of your mouth, every Sunday, no matter what happens, the quarterback gets the success or the blame. So why is it so different with Jalen when we do that with him?
You know why, Hugh? Because when we win, they say it's not because of Jalen.
Who says that, Mark?
All the towns.
Who?
All the
no,
naysayers.
Mark.
See,
I'm not talking about the naysayers.
All right, Mark. All right, that's it.
See, listen.
I can't anymore.
I don't mind having a conversation with anybody about this because I know this is a sensitive subject, and damn it, you got the right one for it today because I'll have it. But here's the thing. When I ask you questions, please answer them because I'm going to give you the same respect. I'm going to give you your respect. Just give me the same thing. Mark started talking about all this other stuff.
I know. That's
and Mark, only thing I'm saying is this. You said out of your mouth, it's the quarterback gets this blame or the success. Now, I know some people move the line for other folks, and I've been here and talked about that. But when I'm on this station and I'm talking to Joe, that don't happen. So don't talk about what everybody else talking about. Talk about what's relevant to this station and the people that work here. Do me that courtesy.
215-592-9494. Hugh, I appreciate that now that I calmed down.
I was sweating.
This
is ridiculous.
It's climate controlled in here.
Jalen Hurts has accomplished a lot. He's not above criticism.
No.
Nobody's above criticism.
215-592-9494. We'll get to everyone's phone calls today. As you could tell, we'll try. I've thought about what this would look like with Tanner McKee. Not everyone agrees, but I bet a lot of people do. Where are you? Have you thought the same thing? He's not even agreeing with me. I don't care if you don't or do whatever. Have you thought about it? I have. Hugh says he hasn't. Think he has. Kyle certainly has. Where do you come down on all this? Plus ComboCon today. And Elliot joined this morning for the morning show.
I think Mark was curious.
Mark's delusional is the word I would use. Plus Elliot this morning on if this is actually a possibility this season. Your calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94. Well, we don't usually hit that song at 10:30, but that was necessary after that one. Welcome back.
Hey Mark, Midday I mean, it's a good call, but we just have to be, we got to be better with these conversations, man. We got to be better with these.
Yeah.
We do.
I apologize for the yelling. It was a little much for 10 o'clock.
No, I mean, it's cool. I mean, because I just got it.
Good morning, everyone.
I will be calmer the rest of the way. You guys don't have to be, but I will be. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, be honest. Have you thought about what the offense would look like with Tanner McKee? I have. We'll see if everyone else has or anyone else has. We'll see where this goes over the course of the day. But I am there. All right, before we get back to the phone lines, can we hear from Elliot Shore Parks? Elliot, of course, on the morning show today. He was asked specifically about the idea, any chance that during this season the Eagles would pull the plug and go to the backup quarterback to see what it looks like to change the variable. Here is how Elliot responded to that.
I think there is 0% chance they replace Jalen Hurts this season. None. I do not think there is a world, barring injury, where they take Jalen Hurts off the field. So I would say it is Petullo. That being said, I don't think there's a good chance Petullo is replaced either. But I would put that at more like 20 or 25% because if it truly gets bad, I don't think they'll believe Petullo deserves to get fired or, you know, replaced or however you want to phrase it. I just think if it really gets bad, they'll have to do something to try something, but they're not taking Jalen Hurts off the field. Because if they do, that means Jalen Hurts is never playing a snap for the Eagles again. There is no taking him off the field and bringing him back next year. There's no sitting him for a game and bringing him back. If you take him off the field, he's gone. And so I do not believe they will do that.
So I generally agree with you and Elliot on that, that if they did it, Hugh, that would probably be the end of his time as the Eagles quarterback. The question I have in the back of my mind is, are we closer to that than we think anyway? I mean, I don't know. All I know is this. When the Eagles have bad offenses, they very rarely bring back the coach and quarterback. So maybe this is an outlier. Maybe because they just won the Super Bowl last year, that they look at this year as kind of a, I don't know, they give it a mulligan like they did in 23, and they say, we're running it back next year, new coordinator, and everything will be fine. Maybe. Or maybe we're getting to that point in either Sirianni or Hurts' time where they start thinking about the next coach or the next quarterback. So perhaps we're closer to that reality than we want to admit anyway. And the bottom line is, do I think they're going to bench Jalen Hurts? I don't. But I've thought about it. And you did say in the first segment before we started yelling at Mark that you think it would look better for a short sample.
Yeah. I mean, because it always does, Joe. I mean, and that's the reality. That's the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
And I was about to say Kevin Cobb, but Tanner McKee's going to come in, and he's going to have provide a spark for a bunch of different reasons. The fact that he's probably going to get the ball to the receivers, you know, and there's a, like, let me be careful with what I'm saying for people can understand, because this is where it's going to get. I'm going to get into the minutia a little bit. It's going to look easier because, number one, Tanner's going to be trying to impress, and he's going to get the ball out of his hands. So it's going to probably be a lot of quick stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to be that. It's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to keep defenses on his heels and try to keep him in front of the chains. It's not going to be that intricate stuff. Or it might be. You know, with me recklessly speculating, it might be. And you're going to have success with that early on because nobody's seen it. Nobody. Remember how when we were talking about, who was it? Shula. Who was the coach for the Cowboys? I forgot his name.
Kellen Moore?
Well, no.
No, Schottenheimer.
Schottenheimer. And the defense changed, and we were talking about how different it's going to look and things like that. Oh, no. No, I'm sorry. Detroit. New play call.
Oh, Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell. Because we didn't know what the offense was going to look like. We didn't know what it's going to look like. So it's a little bit like that. But that outcome wasn't successful for them. But it's going to be probably for us because Tanner's been in this offense a while. He understands the nuances of the offense. He's going to get a chance to run with the ones. You know, they're going to be juiced about that. So it's going to look good. And people are going to be excited, and there's going to be dancing in the streets and all that other stuff.
I just,
for about 3 weeks.
Yeah, I just am at the point with the season and this offense where I stopped expecting it to change. We're 13 weeks in. We'll see if they actually will change anything with terms of who's calling the play. Sirianni has reiterated multiple times, no. But, you know, a couple years ago he said Desai was still the coordinator, and then he took the role away from him kind of behind the scenes. So maybe. I just, it's like I'm going to keep banging my head against the wall expecting different results. This is the results of this offense. So to me, it's natural to wonder what the other quarterback would do because he's the other quarterback.
Well, I will say this. They've stood on business when they talk about.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not changing the coordinator. They've kind of said that. They've made that clear.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there would be what they call it, an S storm, if you bench Jalen right now. Even though and another thing, I don't think Jalen has done anything egregious to be benched. It's okay to think about it, but I don't think it's going to happen.
All right, so you say he has done anything egregious to be benched.
Egregious.
In the last month, he's played like a bottom five quarterback in the league. So what do we do with that?
We just
shrug our shoulders?
You know what's funny? And I'm serious when I say it, but it's ironic. Because if you look at it, Jalen's been Jalen. I think Spike said that. He was like, dude, Jalen's – like, when you look at Jalen's career, this is Jalen.
So I agree, but I think there's erosion happening, and I don't know if we're talking about it enough. I don't think he runs as fast. I don't think he's been as accurate
this
year.
His game has evolved, but when you talk about – when you talk – like, you know what's funny? Because when I first got here, you know, and you can go back and look at that year. What was it, the first 2023? 2022,
yeah.
was the season while I was in Atlanta.
Yeah, you came here right as they went to the Super Bowl.
Yes, 2022. Go back and look at, what's his name, Marcus Mariota's numbers, and go look at Jalen Hurts' numbers. Now, that's the, like when you talk about the tale of two quarterbacks, that is the best mirror that I can give for everybody that wants to talk about Jalen and this, that, and third. Jalen was throwing the ball probably 25 times a game, but you were winning. Marcus Mariota was in that same vein. Their completion rates and the passes they threw, their numbers were eerily similar. But the difference is Jalen was winning and Marcus Mariota wasn't. So when you talk about what Jalen is, only thing that's changed about Jalen this year and in the last couple of games to me is the volume of throws. He's thrown more. And when you throw more, like it felt like, if I'm looking at it, it felt like they tried to keep him in the 25 to 30 pass a game range.
Sure.
And they tried to do the same thing with Marcus Mariota, and he couldn't get it done.
Yeah.
Jalen's, but like I say that to say that Jalen's been, that's who Jalen is.
I know, but he used to have his legs, and his legs are not a big part of things. As I watch him, I don't care about the numbers or any of that stuff. As I watch him, I'm just not sure what he does at a high level anymore. He's been less accurate this year. He doesn't run as much or as well as he used to. He was never a guy that's going to drop back 40 times to pick you apart from the pocket. He used to help the run game because of his legs, like the RPO.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like the player we have now, not his resume or any of that. I'm just struggling to see now what is the super upside to the player.
I would say, if anything, and I've said this the last couple of days, evolution.
But is he actually evolving?
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I was about to say, Joe. You've been a little defensive. Mark got you all defensive. But I got your back, dog. We good. But no, if anything, you could say that this offense hasn't evolved to the point where you could do the things that you used to do. That's why I talked about the Kevin Cobb and the four games thing. Jalen has had, if you say anything about Jalen, Jalen has had the best, 5-year run that you could have as a quarterback. You know, when you talk about, like Jalen's legacy is already written, in my opinion. His legacy is already written. Jalen's going to get the benefit of the doubt when it comes to this because of what he's accomplished so far. Now, what you're talking about, Joe, is evolution. Evolution. That's what we're talking about. And if he hasn't evolved and the game has caught up with him, then you might have to pivot. But we don't know that for sure yet.
No, we don't. And the Eagles probably know more and feel more. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown up on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy thumbs up Tanner Tuesday, man.
Tanner Tuesday.
Not happy.
What's up, Chris?
Guys, I'm glad we're in a safe place.
Is this a safe space? Somehow Mark snuck in here and he didn't realize we were in a safe space.
No shortcut, home.
But we are in a safe space.
Ain't no shortcut.
Guys, what a beautiful thing. I know Kyle had been grinning ear to ear. What a start to this show. Joel made an appearance in the first segment. Then, you know, he tagged in. Hank Douglas came off the upper rope. I mean, man.
A little late for break, though.
Yeah, that's on me. Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, you started cooking. Yeah. I was like, I needed a break anyway. So
you can't interrupt great radio like that. I know. Blue Jeans, you better be on point today because this show is ready to cook. I mean, guys, let's go with this. Here, let's get into this. I agree with Hugh and AJ. Tanner's the future, and he's a better quarterback. You know, in the Eagles dictionary, if you look up the word execution, the definition means the quarterback. So every time you hear any of the coaches or players say execution, just insert the quarterback. And it clarifies a lot of things. We're not benching Jalen, though, okay? Let's get this right. We're letting his, air quotes, injury heal. Because, you know, if the Phillies could do it, why can't the Eagles do it, all right? So I say give Tanner McKees to the car and let's ride. You know, the offense, it can't be any worse. I don't understand when people try to say, oh, well, you know, we're going to ruin him and we're going to this and we're going to that. We have the worst, the most abysmal, god-awful offense in the world right now. So, like, what are we afraid of? We can't go worse than rock bottom. We're there. So, you know what? To all you blind-ass Jalenites out there, go suck an egg, all right? I'm tired of watching one of the most talented teams and offenses in the NFL just underperform. All right? You know, we could only go up from here. And you know what, Hugh?
Yes.
I don't care that we got a $50 million quarterback that can sit on the bench and a $1 million quarterback that's going to go in the game. It doesn't matter. It's $51 million. I want the combination that's going to work. I want offense. I'm tired of watching this dreck every Sunday. It's ridiculous. It's trash. It's terrible. We're just afraid to say it because we're going to hurt somebody's feelings. If Jalen's feelings are going to get hurt because he stinks and he needs to sit down while somebody else gets out there and we can figure something out, you know what? Grow up. You're an adult. You got a job. That's what happens. When you're not coming through, your boss sits you down and he gives the task to somebody else. And you know what? You've been given all the opportunity. 13 weeks we've been watching this. 13 weeks. You had 13 chances and you failed. So you know what? The other guy gets a shot. That's how this goes. Reminder, that's how you got your job in the first place. Last things I'm going to leave you with, you know what? Last message is, Kyle, listen to your upper lip. Come on home. Have a good day.
Chris, appreciate the phone call. I mean, that was an unnecessary shot for the end there for no reason.
Kyle's been just kind of laying out today. He ain't really, you know.
Well,
there wasn't. I didn't want to get in the middle of that.
It was a lot at the end of the first segment. There's only so much nonsense you could listen to.
But he already yelled at me on the phone first.
Oh, did he?
Of course.
Yes, okay, that's wonderful. All right, before we go any further here, Hugh, we do have a prize to give away. Guess how we're doing it?
Hugh's Clues.
No way. That's still on the shelf. No, ComboCon. It's ComboCon Day. Let's get to it.
ComboCon!
All right, it is ComboCon, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey.
Almost forgot.
Gerhard, me too. Gerhard's Appliances. We can't forget ComboCon. And Hugh's Clue still on the shelf, still in suspension here. All right, today you're playing for the Jack Daniel's prize pack, which includes the rocks glasses, the umbrella, the golf tee pack, the playing cards, along with the Weber Grobarsch, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. And today's winner will be automatically qualified for the grand prize, which includes the Weber Grill, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, the Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler, the Jack Daniel's Cornhole Set. Thanks to Gerhard's Appliances, the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years, where it's Black Friday all month long, with up to $1,000 in rebates. And thanks to Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, where you could find $3 off 750-milliliter bottles of Jack Daniel's Black Label and $3 off 1.75 liters of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirit stores. And remember to celebrate responsibly. Well, I think it's just appropriate today that our combination is someone that replaced someone else. I mean, as we discussed the idea of, have you thought about Tanner Time? You know, like replacements. Like, let's just use an example. Hugh, Michael Keaton played Batman, and then Val Kilmer played Batman. Right?
Yeah,
and George Clooney. Like, someone who replaced you. It could be an actor in a series. Could be athletes, obviously. I mean, we could go to a lot of different quarterbacks that replaced other quarterbacks over time. Someone that replaced someone. That combination, that kind of combination. Best answer we get today wins today's prize. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Ed in Phoenixville, who's up on WIP. Hey, Ed.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Ed, what's up, pal?
So I'm up for giving Tanner McKee a shot, and I have like this brazenly borderline stupid idea, but I just hear me out, okay?
Mm-hmm. No stupid ideas.
No, not on this show.
Only stupid people.
It's a reckless idea, Hugh,
Reckless.
In my opinion, it's not going to happen, but I think this week of all weeks would probably be just as good a time as any to give Tanner McKee a shot, because even if he does crap the bed, you got the Raiders coming up next. You put Hurts back in. Like, I know it's not an apples to apples comparison, but you know, in hockey, when you got a goalie who gives up four goals, you put the other guy in. And then I don't understand why that can't work in this scenario. I get there's other complicating factors, but I mean, the Eagles really seem like that they're in a helpless position, because you got Tanner McKee, who has a lot of promise, but he's also one of your best tradable assets. And do you really want to put him behind, you know, this offensive line, get him hurt, and then his trade value goes down? And Jalen Hurts' cap hit going up each year. So, like, they're really in kind of a difficult position, in my opinion.
Well, they are. And the other comparison I thought of when you were saying that, like, you know, you go to one and then you go back to the other. I mean, 2008, they took Donovan out of that game in Baltimore. They put Cobb in and they went back to Donovan on, I think it was the Thanksgiving night game against the Cardinals, if my memory serves. And they won and they got on the run with Donovan and made it back to the title game. I mean, that can happen. And once in a while, something does happen like that.
Yeah, and then really quick on Petullo, not talking about the awful thing that happened to him. That's just inexcusable. But
yeah, that's some stupid kids. They need their parents need to be beat up. Beat their parents up.
Like when I was a kid, I was talking about, hey, Dad, should I egg this guy's house? And I can't say on the air what he said he'd do to me if I did. So that was a very easy deterrent. But, you know, granted that this was behind a Hall of Fame quarterback, but, you know, Sirianni and Petullo helped call plays for the Colts when they were a top 10 offense. So the offense that we're seeing now isn't, in my opinion, the Sirianni offense. It's the Sirianni offense for Jalen. And the only way I think that we're going to see anything different is if we give McKee a shot. But I don't really think that's likely. I don't think it's a 0% probability to Elliott's point, but I really think it's a high risk scenario. It's not like a low risk. I think now is probably a good a time to do it. I just, you know, 2 or 3 more losses, it may be too late.
Well, it could be. Yeah. And the point you bring up about Sirianni and Petullo, it would give us clarity, right? Like, are they really the issue with the offense? Is it the quarterback? Like, we're looking for change variables here to figure this out. Ed, what do you got for us? Someone that replaced someone else.
I don't know if the greatest show on turf would have happened if Kurt Warner didn't replace Trent Green in 1999.
It's a good one. It's a famous one. Ed, we appreciate it. Good phone call. You're
strong
in the mix.
Out the gate.
That is a strong one. All right, 215-592-9494. This show, I don't know, are we strong out the gate today? A little too strong out the gate? Just appropriate out the gate? I don't know. I mean, remember, this here. This is a safe space.
Yeah, I'm with it.
So have you thought about it?
Nah.
No one believes that. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, let's have the conversation. Have you thought about what the Eagles offense would look like with Tanner McKee under center? I have. I've thought about it. I think it would look better. I don't like the way Jalen is playing right now. I'm not saying he's done, but he's certainly in a rut right now. And this offense is not good. That hasn't been good the entire season. Have you thought about it? Have you privately wondered what this thing would look like with Tanner McKee? 215-592-949 for your phone calls. Devin Caney will join us next as well. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, everybody. It's Tuesday. Throw them damn leftovers away. Like, it's time to throw the leftovers away. Seriously. Now it's time to get you some recipe essential sweet Italian sausage and get you some stuffing. Make you a breakfast casserole with this, man, so that you don't have to worry about those leftovers. Because if you're eating leftovers now, it's like we had Thanksgiving 30, so you just leave the leftovers alone. So just get up, whip yourself up a breakfast casserole that your family will be thinking about the Thanksgiving dinner that you had. But we got to get some new, you know, we got to get some new food in there. For store location and recipe ideas, hit up simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.